Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, Hollywood's best known, best loved, most distinguished reporter, with up to the second movie news. Plus tonight's special guest, Gene Herschel. Brought to you direct from the film capital by famous Woodbury Facial Soap. True beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello to all of you from Hollywood, my first exclusive. Joan Crawford married Greg Boxer in early May. They kissed and made up a few days after a battle that lasted 2 months. My second exclusive. Matt Gordon, one of our top songwriters, and his pretty wife, Elizabeth Cook, former movie actress, have separated. I couldn't possibly list all Matt's song hits, but Chattanooga, Choo Choo, You'll Never Know, and His Current Tune, This Is Always Our Among His Best. June Haver married in Las Vegas yesterday to trumpet player James Zito, will be remarried on March 17th. She and Zito will have a church ceremony. Her elopement was the all-time Hollywood surprise. She had known her husband 6 years, but read more about it in the Los Angeles Examiner tomorrow. Sterling Hayden, who divorced from Madeline Carroll with such a sensation, admitted to me yesterday that he is marrying in June. His bride-to-be is Betty DeNoon, a dress designer. Their honeymoon in New England, where she meets his family. Linda Darnell is a very sick girl. She collapsed on the set of Forever Amber on Tuesday. Then when she returned Thursday, she collapsed again. There are only 3 more days of shooting on this all-time hard luck movie, which has already cost $5 million. The Johnson office is determined that the movie Lorraine Day is now making does not capitalize on the sensational publicity of her marriage to Leo DeRocher. RKO is cooperating by shooting Lorraine's love scenes from 15 different angles. Who would have thought a year ago that Lorraine's screen romancing would cause any excitement? The Bobby Sox violence has broken out in New York anew, and it's serious. Jacqueline Dahlia, who went with Richard Ney to a premiere, was knocked unconscious and taken to a hospital, and Joseph Cotton's chauffeur was compelled to swing into action when Joe's car was mobbed. Certainly there must be some way to stop these vandals who are not really movie fans. Eddie Norris, who is Ann Sheridan's first husband, is apparently out to set some sort of a marriage record. He's headed for matrimony for the fifth time. This time, he'll marry pretty Sheila Ryan in Mexico. And of all things, the picture they are making is called Captain Casanova. Last week, a jurisdictional strike in Hollywood resulted in 2 new outrages. Herbert Sorrell, president of the Conference of Studio Unions, was kidnapped and mauled. On the other side, Claire O'Neill, employee of the Technicolor Company, was almost beaten to death. A $2,500 reward is being offered for the arrest of O'Neill's attackers. It's heartbreaking that the strike, which has helped no one and hurt so many, still continues after 7 long months. Joe DiMaggio, star of the New York Yankees, is undergoing an operation at Johns Hopkins Tuesday. Although he'll miss the season's opener, he'll be in there slugging very soon. This news comes directly from my favorite doctor. Barbara Hutton hates Hollywood, but she just can't shake movie publicity. Her brother-in-law, Yuka Tobeskoy, is headed here for a screen career. He made pictures years ago with Pola Negra. It's a sin she'll be advertised as Barbara Hutton's brother-in-law. Howard Hughes is in trouble again, and with the outlaw. He's being sued for $250,000 damages by the family of Sheriff Pat Garrett, nemesis of Billy the Kid. If surviving children of the sheriff's claim, Hughes besmirched their father's memory. Madman Month, Hollywood's used car man about town, is getting married. The madman, and he boasts about that moniker, believe it or not, is marrying Joan Bart, New York nightclub singer.
Hollywood seems marriage-minded this week, Luella. Any more wedding news?
Yes, Marvin, here's another wedding. Jack Bernard, who is directing Belisa's current movie, has picked out his bride. She's Dorothy Day, well-known dress designer. Dorothy Day was once a Vicki Lester movie actress. Now for your wedding news, Marvin.
Another Woodbury dead marries Clarice Hall of Tampa, blonde of hair with creamy, dreamy, fair skin. The lucky man, Paul Douglas Jones, who first spied this dazzler Deb at a big ambassador party. Now, Clarice designs dresses, but Clarice counts on dazzling fresh skin, one the Woodbury way to put clothes over. And her beauty plan worked beautifully for her romance. John responded fast with a whirlwind courtship that won Clarice's yes just 5 dates later. A Woodbury Deb complexion packs plenty of romance appeal. As Clarice said,
I know Woodbury's true beauty care helps. It's so mild, just right to keep my skin heavenly smooth.
Here's how Clarice takes her Woodbury facial cocktails.
A creamy mask of Woodbury lather, stimulating rinses, and skin to sparkle, fresh glowing. Just what a romancing husband adores.
That's it, girls. Make a man fall in love and keep him loving. For smooth appeal, take Woodbury facial cocktails daily before every look-lovely date. Win clearer skin, romantic smoothness meant to be yours. Woodbury offers both. It's extra mild, made with a rich beauty cream ingredient. Ask for Woodbury facial soap for the skin you love to touch. And here is the editorial feature. Luella Parsons speaks her mind.
I'm on my Woodbury soapbox tonight to praise the Hollywood studios for the manner in which they protect their players from poison pen letters. There isn't an important star who hasn't been the victim of threatening or obscene notes. But these letters never reach them because they are immediately turned over to the postal authority. As a case in point, Rita Hayworth didn't know that for months the FBI was searching for a man who threatened to throw acid in her face and kidnap her child unless he was paid off. On the other hand, sincere and genuine letters are always given to the stars for answering. I'm bringing you tonight, as my guest, a man who is particularly outstanding in cultural Hollywood. You know him well, for he's been a star in movies since, now hold your breath, 1906. When it comes to radio, he has a remarkable record of having been on one show for 52 weeks a year for the past 10 years. And he never once missed a broadcast. He's a record holder in private life, too, for he's been happily married 33 years, all to one wife. What's more, he's been knighted by the king of his native land, Denmark. Allow me to present him to you, Mr. Gene Herschel, that fine actor, the beloved Dr. Christian of the radio, the head of Motion Picture Relief, the president of Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences. Gene, will the Academy Award being given out this Thursday? How about explaining to our listeners how the Academy works? How does it work?
It works very hard. Why, Luella, I'll wait till the Academy has functions even you don't know about.
Who, me? Well, I'm supposed to know about everything.
Well, do you know that we put out a Players Directory 4 times a year that is used by every executive in the industry? Are you aware that our motion picture library is always open to students? And that we keep all critics' reviews and all pictures?
Don't tell me that my reviews are being saved for posterity.
I do tell you, they are.
Oh, my aching split infinity. Let's get off that subject. Membership in the Academy is by invitation only, isn't it?
Yes, nobody can get in who isn't wanted.
Are you inclined, Gene? There's no political pressure?
Oh, there is, but it doesn't work. We have 11 branches of the Academy, that is, actors, writers, producers, the various crafts, and so forth. Now, take you, for example. You were proposed in the Actors' Branch because of your work in Without Reservations.
What did you think of that proposal, Jane?
Luella, I didn't see the picture.
Mr. Herschel, how tactful can you get? But how did I get in?
Like all the other lucky 1,600 members. Your sponsors passed you, your branch passed you, the board passed you. That makes you, like all members, eligible to vote on the Academy Awards.
How many awards are there this year?
Luella, you'd be surprised to know there are 36 awards. And do you know that we actually have won 120,000 hours of films to give each member an opportunity to see every picture up for the Academy Awards?
Do you think the rival awards from all the magazines have hurt the Academy Oscars?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I would be glad if the Oscars were eliminated and the Academy simply concentrated on its original function of promoting motion picture arts and sciences.
That's certainly startling. But don't you think the Oscars are a wonderful tribute? I mean, because they're voted by our own motion picture people.
Yes, and I'm proud it's such an honest vote based purely on merit. For example, an English production, Henry V, is nominated among the first five pictures.
Yes, and Charles Laughton was an unknown Englishman when he won for Henry VIII.
And furthermore, last year, an obscure but wonderful French film, Marie-Louise, got an Oscar for its script, and the Academy gave a richly deserved award to Hattie McDaniel, fine Negro actress, for her superb work in Gone with the Wind.
You know, I think the Academy shows Hollywood to the world in a wonderfully dignified manner.
But, shall I tell you a little joke on me, Luella?
Yes, please do.
Well, after the war ended, our government flew me to Europe to find out what was needed in Denmark. The Prime Minister arranged a press conference with about 50 newspaper men. I expected very dignified questions, and I hoped I would give properly dignified answers.
Well, what happened?
Well, what they wanted to know was who had won the Academy Awards during the war years, what star was going with whom, and all the latest Hollywood gossip.
Right.
Well, if I had only been you and you know the answers.
Oh, I know one answer right now. It's this humanness of yours that has made the Academy run so fairly during the years you've been president. Thank you so much for this visit tonight. I'll see you Thursday. And say, Jim, how about telling me what stars are going to win this year's Academy Award?
Oh, now, Luella, I'll make a deal with you. I'll tell you and the whole world on ABC on Thursday night. Good night.
Good night, Jim.
Girls, are you dreaming of that one and only man, and is he dreaming of you? Well, a sure way to keep his mind on you is Smooth Skin Appeal. So follow the famous Deb routine, Woodbury facial cocktails every day before every look lovely date. Woodbury's different. It's extra mild, made with a rich beauty cream ingredient, luscious for sensitive skin. Try Woodbury facial soap, true beauty soap, for the skin you love to touch. And here's Luella Parsons with forecasts of coming events. Listen and see how many come true. Forecast number one.
I forecast that Lana Turner and Jerome Parr will surprise even their closest friends in a very short time.
Forecast number two.
I forecast that Shirley Temple will be teamed with her husband, John Agar. He has just been signed by her own producer, David Selznick.
And here's last minute news.
Mrs. Al Wallace, the former Louise Fazender, is out of danger after an emergency operation at a local hospital. Mona Freeman, pretty Paramount Scarlet, and her husband, Pat Nerney, are expecting a baby. On Friday, Jack Warner receives the Legion of Merit for service to his country. General Arnold arrives this week to make the presentation. And Millie's ex-husband, Reese Milner, spent today looking at houses. He wants one for his bride-to-be, Mrs. Betty Norcott, an attractive widow with two children.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, reporting up to the second movie headlines direct from the film capital. Until then,
this is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight. But I'll see you next time, when my guest will be one of the winners of the 1946 Academy Award.
This is Marvin Miller saying good night for Woodbury Facial Soap. True beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Watch it, girls. These cold March winds play rough with velvety complexions. Take special care to prevent rough chapping and tiny, old-looking dry skin lines. Start now with Woodbury's special dry skin cream. It's rich in lanolin's beautifying benefits. Contains four more rich oils, especially to smooth dry skin. Apply for 15 daytime minutes or overnight. See how quickly your skin looks softer, smoother, yes, even younger. Get Woodbury's special dry skin cream. Over 1 million veterans and their families were helped by the Red Cross last year. This year, the number is expected to be even greater. The Red Cross needs your help. Make your contribution now, won't you? This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.